Barracuda.com.
Seven after the hour now, the Good Day Weekend program continuing with our focus on food. And the man in our country who knows more about food is the man who has, in fact, food sense. His name is Phil Lempert. He's the supermarket guru. Any number of ways you can find him on the web, including at gooddayshow.com. We'll run you through a lot of that information during the course of this hour, helping you with breakfast, lunch, and dinner. We'll be meeting Joel Weber, who is one of the authors of the Men's Health Big Book of Food and Nutrition, certainly right up our alley. And that happens in a few minutes. And later on during this hour, Eric Greenspan, who's an executive chef. He happens to own a good restaurant here in Los Angeles on Melrose. You will enjoy it. In fact, maybe you and I should go there, Phil.
We Phil should. And in go. Fact, yeah, you know, the interesting thing about Eric is he actually beat Bobby Flay on Iron Chef America.
Really?
Yeah, everybody talks about Bobby Flay. And,
the big celebrity chef.
You know, I think Bobby's great and the barbecue thing and so on, but I've been to some of Bobby's restaurants and not been that impressed.
But is this East Coast versus West Coast kind of in a way? New York versus Los Angeles? Flay is a New York guy, and Greenspan is a L.A. guy.
Yeah, well, I don't think so, though. I really do believe that New York cuisine is better than L.A. cuisine.
Do you?
I do. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's because you're kind of a New
Yorker. The service in the restaurant. Keep in mind that a lot of the waiters are unionized in New York.
Yeah.
So it's a profession. It's not part-time as you're trying to be an actor or a screenwriter.
Well, all right.
So that whole experience is just so much better going out to eat in New York.
And so then you're giving credibility to those who would say that it's the experience, and the experience isn't just the food.
Absolutely.
That's what you're saying.
No question about it.
Yeah. All right.
You know, I mean, you can go to a great restaurant, you know, that has terrific food, and if you have bad service, you're going to have a bad experience, and
or
you're not going to
go back. Right.
Conversely, you can go to a restaurant that has excellent service, and the food is good, but, you know, not outstanding, and you will go back and back and back.
Yeah. All right. You almost got me sold. Almost.
No, it's true.
I don't really care. I traveled across the country this week, and we stopped at when you go into some of the places that I was in. I'm talking about the towns. There are no really even inexpensive or reasonably priced places. You see the same restaurants from town to town to town. And
well,
even
I'm
though
sure
I love the Waffle
a lot
House,
of points
once
on your Denny's frequent shopper card.
We did have one meal at Denny's. Yeah, I mean, all those places. We had,
I like Denny's breakfasts.
Yeah,
I do.
I had an egg skillet something or other. That's what I had for veggies and eggs and all that stuff. All right, let's deal with some of the things that are in the news this week when it comes to food and quality. As a matter of fact, there are new safe quality food guidelines. And the reason that these came out is because there is a requirement to comply with SQF codes. What in the world is an SQF? Do you know? Safe quality food. Okay.
What we're really talking about here is, you know, food safety basic 101.
Yeah.
And when we look at the data and we talk about the number of food safety problems, a lot of them, most of them, actually occur in the home, where people are defrosting chicken on the counter, where people are not heating their foods properly, where people are not washing their utensils or washing their hands and so on. And that's, you know, there was a program started about 20 years ago now called Fight Back, and all the associations got together and funded it with millions of dollars, and they came up with this frog-looking thing called BAC, you know, and BAC is short for bacteria. You know, the problem is that people just aren't understanding basic food safety techniques, and frankly, I blame parents for not instilling that in kids from birth. I mean, you wash your hands before you eat. What's the problem? You wash your hands before you cook.
Yeah.
Not that I have an opinion on it.
No, of course not.
And also, Doug, you know
that's one of these things.
Yeah, we just did a quick poll on food safety, and what we found.
At which website?
SupermarketGuru.com.
Okay.
And what we found is that people are washing, you know, forget all the basic things. People are washing the triple washed bag lettuces that they buy in the store.
Yeah.
So they're taking this that is perfectly washed, you know, no issues on it. you know, and then they're taking it in their sink. And, you know, the pipes in your home are anywhere between, you know, a year old and 100 years old now at this point in time. The pipes that are through the waterways under the streets and everything else that have calcium deposits, they've got bacteria in them, they've got mineral deposits, all that stuff. And we're then washing our produce that's already clean with the water from the sink.
Well, but, I'm not sure in terms of I have well water on the farm, so I don't know whether.
Well, that's different, but not everybody has water.
No, that's true. One of the things, we have a bad water supply, and it's interesting you put it that way because it sort of brings us up short thinking about the problems, though, that have come from bagged lettuce. The FDA or whatever, USDA, whoever has investigated some of these problems that have always come from bagged lettuce or vegetables, never the stuff that you can buy open from the local grocer in the supermarket. If you buy the bag
yes
stuff,
and no. yes
that's
and
where
no.
the problem
yes
is.
No. The spinach,
yes
the spinach
no.
Recall, which was one of the biggest recalls ever, and that was organic spinach.
Yeah, but
and
it was plastic. It was in. It was plastic. Yeah. It was in the container.
Yeah, it was in plastic, but it was, you know, E. coli runoff from a cattle ranch. That
right. No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that in terms of if it's in a bag versus if it's open, the chances are if it's at a, you know, how these green grocers, for example, prepare, right. there's a mist that keeps it fresh and also cleaner. But those things have been washed out. But
well, no, wait. I'm going to fight you on this one. Those misters that are in the supermarkets,
yeah.
The next time you see it, look at the mister. Okay. Look at the crud that is on that little nozzle that has the water coming out. And also keep in mind that the reason that the mister is there is to make the lettuce and the other produce
fresher.
Heavier
yeah, yeah.
because that is sold
more,
by
yeah.
weight.
Yeah, okay. I didn't. You were so eager to prove me wrong, I did not finish my statement.
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I've had too much coffee.
That's fine. That's perfect. Okay. The essence of what has been a problem, if you look at all of the things, the recalls when it comes to veggies anyway, it's always been as a result of the stuff that was in plastic that didn't get cleaned well enough before it got put into the plastic. And so the message is, we've been told, and this is sort of counterindicative of what you just said, we've been told to wash this stuff off when we get it out of the bag because it might not have been cleaned when it was put into the bag. So what we're now saying is, not that we want you to worry, but it may be that you won't be able to get it as clean. There are things available in the stores. I use a spray organic cleanser.
Which is great.
Yeah, that's what I put on my veggie. Well,
that's made from citrus.
Yeah.
Either grapefruit or orange, and that high acid kills things. But keep in mind, you know, you're not going to kill E. coli running lettuce under cold water.
No.
What kills E. coli or salmonella is heat.
Heat.
And there's not a lot of people who are microwaving lettuce before they eat it.
Well, because then it's wilted and no good.
Exactly.
So you're damned if you do.
It turns to water.
And damned if you don't. All right.
Exactly.
Anyway, grow your own and go see the local green guy, and that'll solve all your problems. All right. So that's good. Interesting to have safe quality food guidelines as a focus here. We are interested in all of these things, and we'll notch another good conversation here. I'm suspecting Joel Weber is an interesting guy. The Men's Health Big Book of Food and Nutrition. This is important not just for men. You know, okay, the women aren't going to all go away. Let's face it, most women in the couples are responsible for feeding the men. In the case of Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington.
Not in my house.
Not in his house. But in many, if not most, homes, Phil, for example, your wife, Laura, what is she? Is she the shopper or are you the shopper?
I'm the shopper. I'm in between 10 and 15
then.
Supermarkets every week.
Well, so why does she need to
go?
I'm
just picking up things and so on. And by the way, while you're talking about Richie, those people who are logged on to DougStefan.com, you can get a view of Richie's hands working on the control board.
Wow, that's exciting.
Isn't that exciting?
Oh. It's like a Palm Olive commercial.
Right, yeah, exactly.
But for radio.
Yeah.
He's got great hands for radio.
Yes, that's very good. And happy are we that we have him there to make sure that we're on our, we are, in fact, tuned into what's going on. Highlights of men's food and nutrition coming up here on Good Day Weekend. Phil Lempert, the supermarket guru, is on the air.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
Remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything? Wish you could regain that feisty factor of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today?
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. If you are feeling tired or less energetic with decreased motivation and drive, studies have shown that the major common cause is decreasing testosterone.
Try ProGene Daily Complex. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone.
Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. Effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impact self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
You can try ProGene absolutely free. Call 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597. Hurry, free samples are limited. 800-719-5597. 800-719-5597.
At Better Oats Oatmeal, we asked ourselves, how can we make the world better? Sky bikes that run on hydrogen? The world's biggest snow cone? Or we could just offer the world better oatmeal. So we got to work. We made instant oatmeal infinitely more awesome. Say hello to Better Oats brand oatmeal with 100% whole grain oats plus real fruit and flax. It's hearty, tasty, and comes in 28 varieties like dark chocolate and chai spiced. It's simply better, and we guarantee it. If you don't think so, we'll give you your money back. Go to BetterOats.com for more information and to find a store near you.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
800-510-8255. We'll have our food quiz later on in the hour. Phil Lemper, the supermarket guru, is here. We have Joel Weber, who is one of the authors responsible for the Men's Health Big Book of Food Nutrition. Joel, welcome to Good Day Weekend. Why did you put your modifier there? Why did you call this the Men's Big Book of Food Nutrition, the Men's Health Big Book?
It's the Men's Health Magazine.
Yeah, exactly.
So we really want to just, fill it with tons of stuff. There's things for women in there, too. But, we wanted to appeal first and foremost to the men's health guys.
All right. So we'll not change the name of the magazine then. I knew it was from the magazine.
I saw the report that came out this week, but more men are shopping in supermarkets than women now.
Really?
So it should be the Men's Health Big Book of Food and Nutrition. We need more information. We need to be empowered. We need to eat better.
But are men really, who's reading this? Are men really reading this, or are women reading it so that they can take better care of their men?
I think men are back in the supermarkets. They're back in the kitchen cooking. They want to have an active role in their health. That's why we created this book, is to have an easy-to-use cookbook and nutrition guide that can guide you from day to day.
Let's see how we can apply this. Mr. Weber stays in a matter of moments. We'll get into the nitty-gritty of this with Mr. Lempert and Mr. Stefan on Good Day Weekend.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable food and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
75. Supermarkets, super shopping. Who's doing it in your house? Is it you or is it him or her? Depending on whether you're him or her. According to Joel Weber, who is one of the authors of the Men's Health Big Book of Food and Nutrition, and Phil Lempert, our supermarket guru, more men are shopping now. And did I hear you say there are more men shopping than women, or did you say there are more men shopping,
more,
period?
No, more men shopping than women.
Really?
Came out this past week.
And is there shopping? Well, how is their habit? What did you find out, both Joel and Phil? I'd be interested to know about habits. When women go shopping, what do they look for? How good are they at buying the right things? Do they look at labels versus men and their track record at looking at labels and being smart about what they buy?
That's why we need, you know, Joel's book, the Men's Health Big Book of Food and Nutrition, because men walk in a supermarket and they say, oh, my God, look at this. There's 100 different brands of olive oil. What do I do?
Exactly. And, I mean, for me personally, the bread aisle was the one that just blows me away. It's like kryptonite almost. You just get in front of it, and you're like, how am I supposed to pick a loaf when there are 250 different types of loaves?
Like kryptonite. That's cute. Right.
And it's not just the bread aisle anymore. It's literally every aisle you go down, there are just tons and tons of options, all of which seem to be moderately healthy, but in fact, usually are not. And that's really why we did the big book of food and nutrition was how do we just tell people, let's go back to basics. Obviously, everything we've been doing hasn't been working. We keep getting larger and larger guts. We feel worse and worse about ourselves and our eating habits. So let's just wipe the slate clean and start from scratch.
And also, you know, talking about the bigger guts, again, another report came out this week from Harvard where obesity, not being overweight, but obesity is now at around 34% in the country. And everybody's saying, oh, it's not going to get higher. Well, Harvard Public Health came out with a report. They're estimating 42% of adults, men and women, will become obese. So we've got to do something. We're at the crisis level here. Just look around.
Yeah, and you know, that's happening, and the reason that we're able to control it or potentially control it is that, you know, eating is easy. It's a fundamentally easy thing. It does not take any brain power to eat. You can just sit around and do it and do it and do it.
That's a great point.
If you know how to make better decisions, which is also easy, which is also the point of the book, then you can actually harness the power of food and kind of take back your body. And that's, you know, we really kind of outline the steps that you can do that in the book.
So tell us what some of those steps are. Let's get into
an eating plan. I fear using the word diet. It tends to be a kind of a nasty four-letter word. But, you know, frankly, all of us are on a diet right now, and that's
I apologize to interrupt, but I disagree with you, and I'll tell you why. I've come under a lot of criticism. On supermarketguru.com, we have something called Phil's Fat Diaries, and it's a free tool that people can – basically, it's a journal, because what we've seen is if people write down what they eat, they will eat between 15 and 20% less. So I get all these hate emails saying, why are you using the word fat? Why use the word diet? You know something? People are fat. People do need to be on a diet, and we're just so politically correct that, you know, people are overeating. Let's call it what it is. People need to get on a diet.
And the point of what you're doing, and for the record, you know, I think there are a lot of really sound principles in diets. And really, it comes down to whatever works for you. If you need to think about going on a diet and that works for you, then do it. By all means, do it. But you're right. Tracking what you eat is really one of the first steps that you can do to just, you know, appreciating how much we actually are eating. So, you know, I think one of the cornerstones of everything I've learned about food, nutrition, and all this is just that we eat way too much. So when you go out to dinner, for instance, one of the things my wife and I have started to do is just start sharing plates. You know, the size of our meals are so large now. It's kind of overwhelming. And when you actually look at the amount of calories are in those dishes, you know, there's just way too many. So, you know, feel okay about leaving food on the plate. But also, if you're going to get a big entree, just share it with your spouse.
Yeah, and I do that. I have some friends that I go out with often, and we'll order a small appetizer, and then we'll for each, and then we'll have a fish dish with veggies and split it. And sometimes now they'll even bring it in two plates.
And that's an
acknowledgement.
You know, it's just asking the server what you want. You're in control. You're paying for this food. Like, don't make them give it to you. Like, you tell them how you want it. So, you know, we typically kind of try and share what we're eating. And I think that's one of the most underrated things, both at home and when you're going out, is get back to sharing food with people. And, you know, don't just eat by yourself, whether you're at home or at the office or anywhere else. Like, share your meals with people. There's something very fundamental about that.
I think that's a great point, and get multiple small plates
so that you can really enhance that.
Unlock the power. Go ahead, Phil.
Great point. But my only concern is, again, what really annoys me is restaurants who then charge you $4, $5, $7 when you want them to split the plate.
And
I know you say, okay, well, bring me an empty plate. You don't charge me and you do it. That's not fair.
No, it isn't. It's not fair at all. But that's the way they, if they get away with it, I'm sure. But no, I think you take the bread off of the plate or don't eat it and put it on that plate. That'll show them. So lots of great ideas, as Joel Weber is suggesting here. We recommend the Men's Health Big Book of Food and Nutrition. There are lots of great things addressed here. Simple, healthy meals, a glossary of ingredients and additives. So unlock the power of food. Check this book out and continue, as Phil and I continue to focus on your food and well-being here on Good Day Weekend. Good Day Health, Dr.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medications. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this ExtendoVite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free? It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products, and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
As good information, solid food information from the supermarket guru at your fingertips at supermarketguru.com, supermarketnews.com, Phil's Food Sense, the television show that is airing on PBS stations around the country. Good stuff. Our question today, our food question, has to do with dining out, as long as we seem to be focused on that in part, at least. It's all part of what you need to know about your whatever your food habits are. We try to talk about eating at home and eating out. As a matter of fact, we'll be meeting Eric Greenspan, who's the executive chef from the Foundry on Melrose here in Los Angeles. He is a restaurateur and is involved in the Iron Chef America, which is a competition.
And he beat Bobby Flay.
All right, so we're going to find out how in the world that happens. It wasn't at arm wrestling, though. It was at cooking, right?
Cooking.
All right. I know what Bobby Flay's wife looks like. You know the blonde assistant DA on all the Law & Order shows?
Yeah.
That's her.
I did not know that.
Yeah, right. So,
See, that's why you have to listen to Good Day with
Find out what Eric's... Let's see if we can find a picture of Eric. So we do a battle of the wives here. Meanwhile, our question has to do with dining out.
You're on your own, Phil.
Yeah. Right. Americans spend how much, how many billions? By the way, it's hundreds of billions. I'll give you that much. Person closest to the right number will win a Phil prize package. How much money do we spend dining out every year? Estimate it as close as you can, and the person closest, you'll be amazed, shocked, how much money we spend in our country eating out.
By the way, Doug, you know, something just came to me. What we should do, you know, when we're on the same coast, like on the West Coast together,
right,
we should have another contest where one of our listeners gets lunch with us.
A good idea.
We should do that.
That's what we'll do.
My treat.
Yep, okay. Well, I'll split it with you. It's okay. Unless we go shopping together. Oh, we could take somebody shopping.
But
we could do shopping. We have somebody follow. We could take
a come up
listener.
With a great contest. Or maybe the contest is just why someone would want to have lunch with us.
Okay. There you go,
like
everybody.
50 words or less, you know, and I know what they're going to say, because free lunch.
Now, maybe you have
to
be a little more. Yeah, we will do that, okay? It's a plan. Definite plan. We will do that. We'll announce details next week when I think about it again as Phil brings it to the server. Maybe by the time we're done with this hour, We'll have worked out the plans and details. Meanwhile, however, this is more simple, a simpler way for you to win a swell prize from Phil. Americans spend how much dining out every year? Or maybe more specifically, last year, because that's when the latest numbers, this number applies to last year.
So you're looking for the total, not per capita.
Total amount of, yes, right, total amount of money, and we're talking about in the hundreds of billions of dollars. The person closest to the real number, the actual number, without going over the number, it sounds like I'm Drew Carey on The Price is Right, get the prize. So get to the number closest you can get, 800-510-8255. How much do Americans spend eating out collectively? How many hundreds of billions of dollars do we spend collectively, or did we last year, eating out? Phil is helped in terms of his connection to you by the folks at the American Egg Board, the incredible edible egg. Yesterday, I had eggs twice, in fact. When I'm on the road and I get to the point where I've just had too much of everything,
right.
I tried very basic stuff. So I had eggs well done with veggies in them, and then I wasn't so good. I had eggs.
You're not in the shell.
No.
Just check.
No, they were outside the shell.
Okay.
But you know what?
That would be kind of cool to be able to put, like, broccoli in an egg shell.
See, but now I understand because of your information. And if these eggs only cost 15 cents a piece, I want to know how come this this thing that I got at the restaurant cost me $7.95. What's the story with that? Huh?
Well, one of my favorite places in Santa Monica is called the Omelet Parlor. Right?
Yes,
on Main
Street. Yep.
And you know, it's affordable, but still, to your point, you know, it, like a three-egg omelet with some veggies.
Should cost 75 cents.
No, it's going to be like $7.
No, I know that's what I'm saying, but it ought to cost 75 cents.
Exactly.
The cost of the ingredients, anyway. 75 cents, so
that's
paying.
Why you need to go to Denny's.
No, I'm not
Denny's
sure about
that. Denny's or IHOP's. I love IHOP, too.
I do, too, actually.
I love the cheese omelets at IHOP.
Denny's, I don't mind that. I think you're getting a little extra grease, though, at Denny's, you think?
Well, yeah, only if you pay extra.
I see. All right. So the eggs, though, everybody, no matter whether it's Denny's or whether it's your house, they get them for 15 cents a piece. You can get them 15 cents a piece. What an incredible way, not to borrow the syntax here from the incredible edible egg, but it is incredible that these things are that reasonable and that good for you, Phil.
And, you know, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, and a breakfast that contains eggs helps you to stay full longer, keeps you energized throughout the day. Eggs are a great source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And as Doug said, just an average of 15 cents each, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, which deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. So from America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without ever leaving your kitchen. Just visit the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, which, of course, is the home of the incredible edible egg.
800-510-8255. Again, the question here, the trivia food trivia question. How much did we as Americans spend eating out, dining? Is eating out and dining out, those are two different things. Maybe, well, I'm wondering. Eating out would include fast food restaurants. Dining out would not.
Well,
if you're dining out, you're going,
going
to a
fast food restaurants is dining out.
Well.
Doesn't have to have a white tablecloth and a waiter.
Yeah.
Anytime you're not eating at home, you're dining out.
I think eating out and dining out are two different things. We ought to debate that sometime. 800.
Yeah, we are. That's what we're doing now.
510-8255. Yeah, we are.
Well, now, a food truck.
Yes.
You know, if you go to a food
truck. The canteen. That's
dining out?
No, it isn't. Maybe in your neck of the woods. It ain't my neck of the woods. That's eating out. And it's hardly eating. Although I will tell you, I've had my share of it over the years.
Food trucks are pretty good.
Some of the stuff is pretty good that they will serve.
And it's not cheap. You know, you think a Sabrette's hot dog in New York for a buck, you know, and in L.A., the hot dog food trucks are $4 or $5.
Right. That's L.A., though. Got to pay the deficit down.
Exactly.
800-510-8255. So how much do we as Americans spend eating out / dining out? It's in the hundreds of billions. That number, which is the closest to the actual figure without going over it, wins the Phil Prize. 800-510-8255. Coming up, we're going to talk about a plastic wrap that's been developed that will change color when the food in the market goes bad. Also, in a moment, we're going to meet Eric Greenspan, the executive chef from the Foundry on Melrose. He's a winner, and so are you for being here on a Good Day Weekend. Phil Lembert, the supermarket guru, on the air.
Thank you, America. For over 70 years, GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance, and because of you, they've been the nation's fastest-growing car insurance company over the past 5 years. To show our appreciation, call within the next 15 minutes and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. This is not a limited-time offer, and okay, actually you could call whenever you like. But why are we even arguing about this, America?
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet, and it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica, the number 12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
My heartburn was like a pilot light in my chest. I never knew when it would flare up. Until I found Zegrid OTC, the only 24-hour frequent heartburn treatment with two active ingredients, a prescription-strength acid blocker plus an ingredient that protects the medicine from stomach acid. Just one Zegrid OTC capsule a day controlled my pilot light. So if yours keeps flaring up, try dual-ingredient Zegrid OTC.
Use as directed for 14 days to treat frequent heartburn. Go to ZegridOTC.com for coupon savings.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
If you've ever thought about trying Rent-A-Center, now's the time. Pay nothing until February 5th and get brand name appliances, electronics, and furniture with no credit needed. Satisfaction guaranteed.
So let me get this straight. You pay nothing until February 5th? Not even a buck?
Not one.
What about two?
Nope. Free until February 5th, only at Rent-A-Center.
$3.
Quit it.
This is a rental purchase transaction. Offer ends February 5th, 2011. Excludes special event rentals. See store for details.
All right, let's go through this. You're listening to the Good Day Weekend program. Phil Lembert is here. I'm Doug Steffen, and we are all about food and nutrition and shopping for good food and encouraging you to put good things in your body. Phil is known around the world as the supermarket guru. Check his website out by going to gooddayshow.com, the co-host box. You'll see Phil's picture. It's a good picture. It's because he's a good-looking guy. You know? Guys can call other guys good-looking, right? Well, that sounding like they're weird.
No,
I can't do it.
I think it's very creepy.
I see it. And he's ugly.
Richie agrees with me. So, you know, what can I tell you?
I want to talk about plastic wrap. Wait a minute. Hold on a second. Let's see if Renee has the answer to our question. How much money do we spend as Americans eating out? How much did we spend last year, Renee?
I think I would say about $320
billion. $320 billion. You are a bit too high, but you're not far off, all right? That person which gets closest to the number without going over it wins the prize. You're a little high, Renee. Thank you, though. 800-510-8255. Rich, you want me to take any of these other calls now?
You can talk to Tracy.
Tracy, hi. Welcome to Good Day Weekend. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Well, thank you. What do you think the number is?
I'm going to go with $110 billion.
You are too low. He was closer Renee was closer to the number on the high side than you are on the low side, if that makes
any
sense. All right, thanks for the call. 800-510-8255. All right, before we burn up all our time, you got the answer. Take a shot. I want to get to Eric Greenspan. And then after we've done our work with Eric, then we'll talk about this new plastic wrap, Phil, okay?
Okay.
Eric, welcome to the Good Day Weekend program. You got a big fan in Phil. You know that, right?
I didn't know that, but I appreciate it.
Well, he is very excited that you beat Bobby Flay. I want to know if your wife is as good-looking as his.
I'm gonna go ahead and bet yes. No offense, Phil. But I got myself a good-looking woman.
No, he's not talking about
I'm not talking about Phil. I'm talking about Bobby Flay.
My wife is
great-looking, too.
Yeah, you know what? My wife, I would say, is just a hair ahead.
Okay, good. All right, we would not want to cause any trouble that way. So the Iron Chef America contest, Phil really wants to dig into that. He loves this sort of thing, so I'll turn it over to him.
Well, I don't want to focus on Iron Chef. I really want to focus on the restaurant with what you're doing now, Eric. Let's talk a bit about the Foundry. Then I want some dirt on Bobby Flay. And by the way, I'm not a fan of Bobby Flay's. I just want to...
You're not.
But I am not.
We'll have to talk about that.
But yeah. I'm a fan of his wife. Does that count? I don't know. I don't care about Bobby Flay either.
No, but tell us what's going on at the Foundry these days, why everybody should go. And Doug and I are both L.A. residents, if you will.
Right,
Doug
right.
half the time, me probably two-thirds of the time. And Melrose, you know, I got to tell you something. When you really look at cuisine in this country going back 15, 20 years, a lot of the restaurant on Melrose changed, I think, cuisine for the better here in the U.S.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I mean, with patina and citrus and now mozza.
Citrus was one of my favorite restaurants of all time.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yep. Michelle Richard was one of the first chefs, I believe, in this country to have the open kitchen concept.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great kitchen in there, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. It was terrific, not only looking, but also, obviously, the food that came out of it as well. But let's talk about the Foundry. What's going on now with you?
What's going on? You know, I mean, the restaurant's pumping. They're having a great time, you know, still got the lounge going on with the live music in the front and then the back patio with the open-air back patio in the back. It's serving up the food, and, you know, the kitchen's been doing a great job lately. Some great menu items coming out. It's been a great, great, great year so far.
What do you think some of the new food trends for this year, for 2011, are going to be? I mean, last year everybody was talking about bacon and small bites and things like that. What do you see on the horizon for this year, and what are you hearing from your customers?
You know, I'm hoping bacon doesn't go away. I think it's a continuation of, you know, people wanting sophisticated food, but wanting it in an approachable way, in a casual way. You know, still inventiveness. They still want bold flavors, but they want it in new and exciting ways.
One of the things that I'm focused on, obsessed with, if you will, for many years, is the aging baby boomer population.
Right.
And, you know, 76 million baby boomers start hitting 65 years of age this year. So as we get older, we lose our sense of smell, and that means we lose our sense of taste. So as a chef, you know, one of my questions would be, how are you going to deal with these baby boomers who have the money, who like to go out, and frankly, you know, their taste buds just aren't what they used to be? They're going to be asking for more, you know, more flavor, and you're going to be sitting there saying, what is this person talking about?
Well, you know, I mean, I guess the easy answer to that is MSG. Cause, I mean, you
That's
always,
a bad answer.
You always
That's a bad answer. So it's the rise of MSG for 2011. You guys heard it here first.
One of the good things that we've got going on at the Foundry is kind of, you know, we really try to focus on intensifying flavors. And so I guess that would always help as you say, I've never even thought of the problem of America's taste buds fading, but I guess it's actually a fair problem to exist.
All right, hold on a second. We'll spend a few more minutes with you, and then we're going to hitch up for a meal. Phil and I are coming by for a lunch or a dinner at some soon-to-be-announced...
Well, it's dinner only, so it's going to have to be soon.
All right, dinner only. Okay, well, you're running out? Are you stopping? What's happening? We have Eric Greenspan, who is executive chef and owner of the Foundry on Melrose here in Los Angeles. The answer to the question, how much do we spend eating out last year in America, coming up? And also, how do we make sure the food in the supermarket has not gone stale?
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Yeah. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled D-E-R-M-A-T-O-L.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
As directed.
In 2007, Eric Greenspan, who's the owner of the foundry on Melrose, 2007, Phil, this magazine was runner-up for LA Magazine's Best New Restaurant of the Year, done well with Condé Nast Traveler and reviews there. This is a, wow, look at this, James Beard Foundation's Best New Restaurant in the Country. Has a swanky bar, live jazz, and unsurpassed cuisine.
Eric is a star. Eric is a star. You know, you should go down.
Eric, here's the story. I want to come over to your place. We'll even pay. Phil and I are coming over for dinner, but I want your wife there. I want to meet your wife, and then I'm going to I'm going to give her the supreme compliment that, according to you and us, she's much more attractive, or not much more attractive, but she's better looking than Bobby Flay's wife. So you got it all over Bobby Flay all the way around. And by the way, for those of you who don't know, and now I'm trying to remember her name, she's the DA, the most attractive of all the ADAs on Law and Order. I think she's been on all of them, but I can't, and now I cannot. I remember interviewing her once and meeting her and being very impressed, wonderfully, and I cannot remember her name. And
now that happened.
Yeah, it does happen. All right.
And also, before we leave, it's at 7465 Melrose Avenue in L.A. Phone number for reservations, 323-651-0915. You can even go to their website, foundryonmelrose.com, thefoundryonmelrose.com. You can see pictures of all the fabulous food, the menu, the location, the special events that are there. Everything except a picture of Eric's wife.
Well, we got to keep something sacred.
Stephanie March is his wife's name.
Aha!
There we go. All right. That's what I'm talking about. Not your wife's name. That's Bobby Flay's wife's name.
Right.
All right. So we got about a minute left here, and I wonder what you heard Phil and I talking about the difference between dining out and eating out. You have a dining out place. You go to this place on Melrose to dine out.
You know, I got both. You know, I mean, we have on our garden dining room in the back, you know, it's a sophisticated menu. And, you know, it is, you know, we like to think of ourselves as the most, as an extremely human and approachable but fine dining restaurant.
All right. So is this the trend? What is going on in terms of people going out We're going to get the answer to that question in a moment. But are more people dining in a good restaurant like yours, or are they eating in the fast food joints?
Well, you know, I think what you're finding is people with restaurants like mine are doing things like putting burgers on the menu. I mean, my most popular item is my grilled cheese sandwich.
No.
People do come into a restaurant like mine, and you know, I mean, dining and eating at the end of the day, as far as I'm concerned, are the same thing.
Yeah, that's what
it's just a question of what kind of experience you're looking for.
Well, congratulations for your success.
I greatly appreciate it.
And it's interesting to see what's going on, knowing that you have your fingers on the pulse there. Interesting. We try to get some of these trends from various cities around the country.
Right.
And so you're on the up and up. Good to have you here. Thank you,
well,
sir.
Well, I appreciate it, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Okay. Eric Greenspan from the Foundry on Melrose, another good example of good eating. We have Phil going around the country, and I'm around the country. We keep our eyes open for good places, interesting food, and that place is a good place to get started. Okay. Let's just we'll get close to the answer here. Richie, who do you want me to talk to? You have no correct answers. All right, so that means that I have to give the answer, which bothers me because I'd rather give out some of Phil's stuff.
Well, we should have. I know, but we should have also asked Eric. Maybe he.
Oh, yeah. Right. Well, maybe he would have. Right. We could have given him a prize, I guess. $267 billion last year.
So right in the middle of a lot of the answers that
by
we have.
America.
And
yeah.
Again, keep in mind that $267 billion in restaurant eating.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we're spending about 10% more than that on our foods in the supermarkets.
Yeah, on the,
groceries.
Perfect.
Weekly
groceries. Yep. Okay, yep. Scientists have developed a plastic wrap that changes color when food goes stale. Where are we in the actual usage of this product?
Well, it actually,
intelligent,
you know, this product was developed about 20 years ago.
Really?
And in fact, I brought it on the Today Show, and the original iteration of it was that when there was E. coli or salmonella or any kind of bacteria, what would happen is it would interact with the plastic wrap and a big red X would appear on the package.
Right.
And to be honest with you, brilliant technology. It's great. The supermarkets, the manufacturers, would not have anything to do with it because of the fear that you go into a store, then you'd see like 10 bags of lettuce with big red X's and you'd run.
So if they were smart, they would have had it off of the shelf, I guess, probably. That. So this
well,
is nothing new, but
the
it's,
idea
it's now being used.
Said, this is just a way to know as soon as you see it, take it off. And the supermarket said, I don't have that much labor.
Yeah. Hey, but it's supposed to be now in supermarkets, much more used than it was when it first came out, apparently. It's good news. Phil Lempert is here, the supermarket guru. Be sure to check out what products are out there. Get Phil's hits and misses delivered straight to your inbox. Sign up for it at supermarketguru.com. You can find it at Doug Steffen or gooddayshow.com. 59 past the hour.